There's so much information online these days that I would start with research and understand who you are in the world of music and in the world of sync, because companies like AudioSocket, most sync agents have sort of a niche. And whether that is film and TV or movie trailers or advertisements, or they work with jazz artists, or they, represent hip hop artists, we actually are a bit of anomaly in that sense that we do kind of have that well-rounded catalog, but we're almost 15 years old. So, of course, that's part of the time that we've been around that's enabled us to kind of have a really well-rounded, diverse catalog. But I do always recommend to artists, I think for me, I take it really seriously if we're going to rep an artist. And so that's why we have non-exclusive and exclusive. If we're not quite sure if what you do is in our niche, we'd actually rather represent you non-exclusively, just so that we're not tying you up in a deal where we're not quite sure if it's the right fit or not, or if we have, the right creative briefs coming in. And then with exclusive artists, we're really kind of filling our sweet spot, I would say. And that's really where we feel like that artist, like, I know we represent some of your catalog exclusively. We know that we're gonna have success. And so yeah, I mean, I think it's research, it's seeing which agents are gonna work your music the best. It's, figuring out where you can even submit to have your music represented. I think gone is the day where people recommend that anybody reach out direct to music supervisors. I think even the coaches out there, people like you and Ari, are telling people, music supervisors are hit up by everybody anymore, and their information is sold out there. So hitting them up individually is really not an effective strategy. So figure out who's going to do best with your music, and understand too, like AudioSocket, we accept less than 1% of the music that's accepted or submitted to us. And that's both on the audition front as well as new music coming in. And we do that because we want to maintain the value that we have with the artists that we already represent. We're not adding music that's not kind of either hitting at or above what we've already got in those genres. And we're not trying to layer on music again that we don't necessarily feel we get requests for or would have success for. So do understand that, if you're out there and you're auditioning for a number of different licensing platforms, if they say no, then hopefully it's a pretty thoughtful approach to why. And it's not just no for the sake of no, but no because, we don't do well with this type of music, or no because you got to get your mixes and your mastering up to a certain level. And ask for feedback. If they'll give it to you, it's typically pretty awesome to get the feedback.